you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Go, go, go.
Brian Baldinger.
Take a bow. That's right.
NFL analyst for the NFL Network and Fox Sports.
I think for the first time, I feel like they got a real coach and a real quarterback.
Odyssey NFL Insider.
It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. This isn't Mitch Trubisky. This isn't Rex Grossman.
Host of Baldy's Breakdown.
We're going after the division this year. And any Bear fan, this is how they're thinking right now.
Brian Baldinger with Mully and Haw.
Oh. This is awesome.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always fun to talk football with Brian Baldinger. And we're joined now by the Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the best football show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. And Brian is in Brazil, as a man is wont to do, as the NFL season opens. And what a delight to welcome him to the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Brian, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Bom dia, bom dia. Good morning to you from Brazil.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, did you... have you ever been there before?
Oh, many times. Yeah. I've been down here for the World Cup, for Carnival,
really?
For Pro Beach Volleyball Championships, to vacation. I've been down here a bunch, though. Like, I haven't been here in a while, though, but it's good. You know, it's a great city to come to. I'm in Rio right now. I'm getting ready to fly to Sao Paulo for the game, but, I mean, it's just a great city to spend some time in.
What do you expect? Because the reports are that it's a very tense atmosphere. Some people have described it as being fearful and unsafe. I don't know if this is a great idea or a bad idea. What are you expecting, Baldy?
Brazil knows how to throw a party. I expect a party. World Cup atmosphere party. I think it's going to be right. The ticket sold out in 30 minutes. There's a fan base here that loves American football, that loves America, that loves America's game. And so I expect, I hear all the reports like everybody else, but I don't feel it. I mean, I just don't feel it. I mean, I was out last night. It was a great night. It felt like it was, a summer evening in a great city, to be honest with you. But, I understand the concerns and all that, but I expect this thing to go well, and I expect this game to come back to Brazil again.
Well, we are expecting good things from the teams involved, right? I think Philadelphia looks like they're ready to bounce back. They got some new coordinators, and the Green Bay Packers, a young team with a young quarterback, an excellent coach, and they won in the playoffs a year ago, which I don't think everyone expected.
Well, it's the way that they won in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what they did to Dallas. They decimated them. They ran the ball right down their throats, and they executed very well. And then the following week. They took San Francisco to the brink, and they were right there, in a real dogfight with them. I mean, they're a good football team, and LaFleur does a good job. They transitioned from Aaron, obviously, to Jordan. They've got a great group of young receivers. They went out and got Josh Jacobs. They addressed the offensive line in the first round. They fired their defense coordinator because he just wasn't aggressive enough. And I think this Mark Heffley is going to do a great job. They've got a lot of talent on that side of the ball, 7 former first-round picks. They're going to press on the edges with wide receivers. They're going to rush the quarterback with four. They're going to rob the middle of the field with Xavier McKinney. Like, they have a plan. And now it's a question. I didn't play anybody like a lot of teams in preseason. But I expect them to, at what maybe not tomorrow night, but I expect this to be a good football team that's going to execute and play at a high level. They got a really good roster.
You're going to see two teams that are very good and expected to be in the postseason and playoff teams. A lot of excitement here in Chicago because the Bears are beginning a season where some people believe this it's going to end in the playoffs. Do you consider this Bears team a playoff caliber football team?
I do. I mean, I do think that they're going to be in the mix. But I'd say that about 10 teams in the NFC right now. Like, I think this is going to be wide open. Who gets hot? Who can start stacking wins whenever they can? You know, because you probably got to get to 10, a minimum of 10, to get to the playoffs this year. And so, like, how do you get to 10 in, you know, an 18-week, you know, schedule or 17-game, you know, schedule? So that's the key. And can you get to Houston got to 10 last year. They got in the playoffs. They made a little run. You know, it took help. It took help that Jacksonville lost. So that's just what it is. It's going to come down to games in December. But I think Chicago can compete. I think their defense is real. I don't think that was a mirage, what they did to Green Bay, what they did to Detroit, what they did to Minnesota down the stretch last year. They played very, very good defense. And I think the offense, and I'm a believer of Caleb, has been vastly improved. So I think the Bears can compete with the best of them. I don't know that anybody's better than Detroit in that division right now from a roster standpoint. But, you know, Chicago played them really tough two times last year and beat them once.
You know, when we think about the Bears, obviously we think about the division and Detroit's so good and the Packers, both teams making the playoffs and doing well. It just seems like the playoff dream is a little bit of an uphill battle, but the idea of being a winning program isn't that far off. Is that kind of how you look at the NFC North?
Well, you definitely want to be a better team and win more games than you did a year ago. I mean, that's you got the first pick in the draft. I think the kid can play. You went and got some receivers. I mean, I think they can compete. Now, I don't think anybody's going to be satisfied if they don't make the playoffs. I don't think anybody in the organization, I don't think Matt Flus, I don't think he's going to, like, feel good about it. I don't think the front office is going to feel good about it. I don't think the players are going to feel good about it. I don't think they feel like they should take a backseat to anybody, ever. And so, if you're at Hallis Hall right now and you're getting ready for this weekend against Tennessee, you're thinking, like, we're going to be 1-0 on, you know, Sunday night. We're going to start this thing 1-0. We're a better team than Tennessee. All we have to do is go show everybody that we're a better team than Tennessee. Now, you got the AFC South 3 weeks in a row. All right, it's a good division. A lot of, a lot of improved teams. It's good challenges to go, like, out of your conference to start things off, teams that you don't see very often.
We're talking with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, and insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Baldy, what is the Bears' biggest weakness?
I just think it's the biggest weakness. It's not really a weakness, but the biggest concern is you've got all these new parts on offense. All right? You got a new coordinator. You got a new quarterback. You got new receivers. All right. Like, how soon, and a new offense, how soon can we put this together? Like, that's the biggest concern. Because you saw defensively last year, it took a month. It took 5 weeks. You know, it took a change of coordinators. It took, you know, flu stepping in. It took like that disaster against Kansas City last year. It took that type of an embarrassment to, like, fix things and tighten things up and teach these guys how to play. That's my biggest concern is it's not really a position or anything else. It's how quickly can you put this group of players in this offense together, and win games, because these games can be really tight. It's a, you know, it's a turnover. It's a third down conversion. It's a fourth quarter drive. Like, it comes down to execution in the tensest moments. And if they're going to be a good team this year, then at some point this is going to kick in. And they're going to figure this stuff out game day in those moments. They're going to, like, okay, we're going 70 yards to go put this in the end zone to win this game with no time on the clock. Those are what good teams do. That's my concern, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be fun just to get different, you know, to see what it looks like when they have a quarterback that can really complete passes and can be a guy that can perhaps win at the end of games. That's the sort of thing they've talked about. And it'll be fun to see how teams combat that. Their weaponry is so much better, Brian. I don't know that we're prepared for the possibilities.
And you know what? As just an outsider, not somebody that spends, you know, every day in Chicago, like I followed the Bears, you know, since, you know, the great Mike Ditka and all those teams, and I know the teams before. Like, they've never put a receiving core on the field like Chicago has right now. Never. You know, they've had a good receiver, maybe two. They never had this. You know, where you have the ability to run it. You have the ability to throw it as well as anybody. It could be weather conditions maybe limit you, whatever. But they've never had this type of firepower on offense, ever. And so it could be a lot of fun and a departure from what any Bear fan has ever seen. And I'm not, you know, going crazy here where they're going to lead the league in passing or anything like that. But it sure does look a lot more exciting than I can ever remember.
Why should we believe that Matt Eberflus is a coach that can have impact on Sundays?
Well, I saw him fix the defense last year, you know, and turn that defense around and play really good. You know, I mean, that's coaching. I saw him do that in Indianapolis. That's good coaching. Getting, you know, creating a vision, telling and teaching guys that they can actually execute this vision. This is how it's got to be played. This is how we can take the ball away. All these different things. I've seen him do that from one side of the ball. Now, can you lead an entire organization? Can you walk in to House Hall on Monday after, like, just a nasty, terrible defeat and keep everybody up for the next week so it doesn't spiral downward? I feel like Matt's got that sort of touch, you know, with the team and with an organization.
It's going to be fascinating. Did you make a Super Bowl pick, Baldy? Who are the teams that you think are ready to make a step?
Well, I mean, look, it's hard. I know as difficult as it is to even think about being a three-peat, but one thing about Kansas City is, yes, they had some off-the-field issues, but once they went to training camp, like, we haven't heard word from them. We haven't heard anything about that team. Like, they're just locked in. Now, I don't know if they can finish. They've been exceedingly healthy for the most part during this run of theirs. You know, does that stay on? Because obviously the quarterback, something happens. God, you know, hopefully nothing like that happens. But, like, you know, that's a hard team. Like, I don't care if you put Houston or Baltimore tonight or, you know, the New York Jets or anybody. Like, they could beat anyone. It's hard to not put Kansas City in the Super Bowl. And San Francisco's locked and loaded. Philadelphia's a really good team. Detroit's loaded. You know, pick a team, pick one of those three or four teams in the NFC to go play Kansas City again.
I know, back to the Bears, I know we don't have a good sense of how well they're going to be able to run the ball because preseason doesn't really give you that kind of a glimpse because of a lot of factors. But when you look at DeAndre Swift, haven't really talked about him that much this preseason with all the attention focused on the receiving core and Caleb Williams. Based on his year in Philadelphia, based on his past at Detroit, what kind of running back do you consider DeAndre Swift and what impact he can have on this team?
Well, he's an every down back. His only weakness throughout his career is just staying healthy. He's had those issues. But he's a good back. He can pop them. You know, he's got an explosive ability to him. He's a good receiver. And then Khalil has always been a good number two. I mean, he's just a solid power back. We saw enough from Rashawn to know what we think he is. If anything happens to any of those first two guys, and what Vela showed us in that final preseason game, I don't think you can discount. That's why he's here. But I think DeAndre is a good fit for this. You know, everybody wants a receiver, a running back that can catch the ball really well. You know, whether it's checkdowns or matchups or screen game. He's very, very good at it. We saw the one big explosive screen in the preseason from Caleb, what he's capable of doing in the open field. Like, he should be a good complement to everything they've got.
You know, I got to tell you, and we'll let you go, Baldy. I know you got a life to live and you got to get to a different state, for God's sake, within Brazil. Brazil takes up a lot of that continent. I just wonder, has the most overblown story been the idea of the return of the kickoff and the kickoff being changed? are teams just going to wind up trying to kick the ball out of the end zone as Belichick predicted they would? Do you see this kickoff thing being something that we monitor week to week and see wild plays, or is this going to be a bit of a non-starter?
I hope it isn't. I hope it isn't what Coach Belichick said it would be. Like, just kick it out of the end zone, put it at the 30.
Yeah.
30 is better than the 25. It's better than the 20. If you're dealing with Cordarrelle Patterson back there, would you want to really kick it to him? Probably not. Not everybody can kick it out of the back of the end zone. A lot of these kickers got very strong legs, though. But I think it's going to be a – I think it's going to decide games this year. I just do. I think we're going to see some explosive plays in it. We didn't see any sort of designs of kickoff returns. I saw teams working preseason on plays that look like trap plays, where you're going to come and go kick somebody out, and, you know, you're going to see Austin Eckler go take one to the house for Washington. I think you're going to see some – I remember talking to Devin Hester at the Hall of Fame game, and he was licking his chops that he could get back there and play and do some of the magic that he did throughout his career. I don't think teams are just going to be willing, week in, week out, just kick it out of the back of the end zone.
Great stuff, Brian. Get yourself a caipirinha and enjoy life a little.
Okay. I'll see you guys.
Thanks, Baldy.
Yep.
That was NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game be delicious.
What did you ask him?
Mayo game.
No, I know the mayo game. I got the mayonnaise joke. I don't like
have
mayonnaise.
Have a caipirinha?
Yeah.
That's a phenomenal Brazilian drink.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it's...
I'm sorry I'm not up on my Brazilian
drinks.
Oh, my
God. It's like crushed. It'd be, imagine if you could, Mr. David, what do they have at the Kentucky Derby? One of those mint juleps where you crush up all sorts of mint and you put a lot of whiskey in it. This is exactly the opposite.
I'm a big mint fan.
This, no mint involved. You crush up limes and you put like a vodka taste and drink in it.
Never been to Brazil.
It's a Brazilian drink.
Never have.
And it's on ice and you put a little sugar in there and it is a booze up drink.
It's a big
that you'd love.
It's a big event down there. I think that Baldy talked
you
about
a caipirinha.
Well, maybe so.
Justin, make a phone call.
At the break, let's do that.
Bring in
Baldy's
ice.
Looking forward to going to the game. Doesn't seem like he's got a care in the world about it. I understand that. It's a happening. It's a way to grow the game, as Roger Goodell said yesterday. I wonder if Mr. Santos wishes he were there.
Oh boy,
Cairo Santos. He's the only Brazilian kicker.
I'm sure he does
in the NFL.
He's Baldy's a well-traveled man. He's been to Brazil before. I have never been to Brazil. I have been to South America, but never Brazil. Just never got the chance. Been to Chile. Been to Bolivia, but not Brazil. I've always wanted to go because I'd love to go see some Brazilian soccer.
Dustin now sending us links to what the drink looks like.
Oh, good.
Well, with the recipe.
Oh, well, great. I'm not exactly going to go home and mix this drink for the game tomorrow night.
Oh, it is seriously good.
Okay.
In fact, I don't know that you'd need to make two of them.
Depends on
at least
how strong the first one is.
And we should let you know that Brian is going to be with us on Thursdays at 9 throughout the season. He's wonderful. He spends a lot of time going, you know, at the NFL Films office outside Philadelphia. I believe that's technically in New Jersey.
He's a grinder. He watches tape. Yeah. He knows what he's seeing. He's an offensive line expert. That will help, I think, understand what the Bears are or aren't doing to protect the passer, to establish the run. Good to have his trained eyes watching the Bears specifically. Also, his views around the league are going to be very valuable. So, yeah, welcome to Baldy as a weekly contributor.
And caipirinha is the national drink of Brazil. It's the most popular cocktail in the South American country, and everyone has their own way of making it.
And it's saying it, probably.
Worldwide hit. And it's ingrained in the Brazilian culture.
It's hard to say. Harder to spell.
Caipirinha?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's, you just wanted to say it because you wanted to, like...
prove that I know all sorts of fun drinks.
No, that you can actually say it because it's hard to say.
So, you know, the basic recipe, three ingredients, lime, sugar, and your favorite summertime cocktail. One of the most refreshing drinks you can mix. Perfect introduction for anyone new to kacha. Kacha kaka? Yeah, that's an old-fashioned
it's
drink.
It's great. Sounds very summery. Alcohol. We're days away from pumpkin spice season, okay?
Well, I mean,
I'm not exactly thinking about summer drinks on the patio.
Brazil is kind of summery, okay?
It's football
season. Someone tell the girl from Ipanema.
It's football season. But yeah, I'll go for one of those tomorrow night. It'll be Friday.
Thin and lovely.
Yeah. Anyway.
I thought we were done with the Brazilian supermodel after what happened to Tom.
What game does he have this week, Tom
I don't
Brady?
Know. This is his first game, though. And I don't believe he's allowed. Oh, Dustin knows. What is it?
He has the Cowboys-Browns
okay.
325 window on Fox.
But he's not allowed to go to any meetings or talk to anyone because he's trying
well,
to.
Well, that's really
no, I think that
something
he can,
we should talk about.
That's not
it's
been
really interesting.
That's not been clarified, though, has it?
Well, I think it's if he's approved by NFL ownership.
But he has not been approved yet, so he can go do his research as he should be able to. If he's not going to those meetings, I really am not that interested
well,
in
him. Well, then he shouldn't do the
what
job,
what he has to
right?
say. Yeah.
Probably shouldn't do the job.
Well, that's part of the job.
Cachaça is the name of that booze.
Wow, so glad you filled me in. I was dying with suspense.
You know what? I mean, let me tell you something. The minute you have one of these things, it'll be your new favorite drink.
I have a lot of favorite drinks. I doubt it.
New favorite.
No.
Maybe we can get it put on Stadium Swim's menu for Vegas Hall.
The next trip to Vegas?
It probably
why
already
did, why
is.
Why did we not go this summer? I'm very disappointed in
Ask
that.
Ask Mitch.
Okay, Ozzy.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the score. The show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, no.
The show no.
The show no. Oh, that's so funny. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 in the score.
Shota Imanaga.
Yes.
Contributed to a no-no. So it was a show no. That's what we decided at 5:31. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
a long time ago. I don't know if it's holding up or not. But Shota, part of history, part of the first no-hitter at Wrigley Field in 52 years. Long time.
Yes.
Long time. Somebody pointed out that I should clarify the first Cubs no-hitter at Wrigley Field.
Right. There had been another no-hitter.
Cole Hamels.
Remember him?
Yeah, I do remember him. Left-handed Phillies pitcher, Cub pitcher. Good guy. Good interview. He also threw a no-hitter against the Cubs.
Married a girl from Survivor.
Did he really?
I think so.
That's what you think of when you think of Cole Hamels?
I don't know why that stands out to me. Dustin could clarify that.
Possibly.
I think he was a Survivor.
He's fan. A Survivor guy. Yeah. So Shota, definitely after 95 pitches pulled in 7 innings, wasn't aware he was throwing a no-hitter. I'll buy that. I don't understand how the guys in the bullpen watching the game on TV didn't know that there was a no-hitter going on.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Miguel Amaya, who was emotional after the game. Bruce is right. The fact that they were able to share a no-hitter.
Yeah.
Cubs had a shared no-hitter back in 2021, but this one was at home. This one was different. You just get the sense and the fear that it's too little too late. And
yeah,
the Braves and the Mets also winning kind of killed the buzz a little bit. And the Yankees coming to town tomorrow might kill the buzz a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then off to L.A. with the Dodgers. So back-to-back, Yankees and Dodgers, marquee matchups. And I just don't know that the Cubs, it's not the break in the schedule you were looking for.
Yankees aren't playing well, though, so you could look at that two ways.
Yeah.
They're going to come in ticked off, or they're reeling. Aaron Judge hitting like 160 since he hit that milestone home run the other day.
Wait until he sees Wrigley Field. Like, wait until, I mean, really. He's going to want to play here, hit here, aim for Waveland Avenue here. That's what's going to happen, unfortunately, I think. Tommy Hotovy's coming right at him. The Cub pitchers are not phased. You heard him yesterday.
Yeah.
Was that yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not going to pitch around him.
No, but they'll be aware of what he can do. Don't you think?
Everyone's aware of what he can
do. So Judge over under 2 home runs in this series.
Oh, well, that's a good series. If he hits 2, it's a good series for him. I wouldn't take the over. I don't think he'll hit a home run in every game.
Unfortunate timing of that series.
I know.
And well, the Cubs Hall of Fame.
In many ways, yes, that's a problem. That's a problem. Now, you know I'm that
right, you're
committee.
Part of this.
I'm part of the...
Part of the problem, though.
I'm part of the problem, not the solution. Yeah. Aramis Ramirez and Kerry Wood are going into the Cubs Hall of Fame on Sunday. On Sunday. And who's going to be at the game? Let's go over under on the crowd size Sunday. Bruce and I got in this big debate about how big the crowd's going to be. I don't think there's going to be more than 30,000 people there.
Well, it's supposed to be a gorgeous day. So I'm just saying, if you have tickets, I mean, here's the thing. With technology, I think it's a dumb idea, too. Like, I would have done this when the Blue Jays were in town a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
The problem is they haven't had a whole lot of weekend home series lately. But I think it's a beautiful day. Now with technology, you could watch and listen to a Bears game on your phone and sit at Wrigley Field.
It's not the same, Dustin.
Well, I'm not saying it's the same, but if you bought the tickets, I can't imagine you'd sit at home to watch Caleb Williams instead of what you paid for those tickets on a nice day. But it's still a bad idea. It's bad timing.
I don't know how you can sit here in the city that we talk on a daily basis and have for the past several months. This is the most anticipated Bears season in fill in the blank. Mm. Long time.
Yeah.
Then you're going to say you're going to watch the game on your phone?
Well, you
no.
could. I'm just saying it's possible. It's doable.
You're either going or you're gathering or you're sitting in your living room and you're enjoying all the amenities. And you're not watching the Cubs. You're not celebrating Kerry Wood and Aramis Ramirez. I don't think you do. If you don't, if you're going to the Cubs games, you lost a bet.
I've got some bad news. It just came through. Apparently, Cole Hamels and his wife Heidi from Survivor divorced earlier this year.
Oh man,
I know.
What, TMZ texted you?
I'm so sorry I brought that up. No, we have a texter. Hamels' now ex-wife was on Survivor. Didn't you think those crazy kids had a chance?
I didn't even know.
All those reality TV marriages seem to work out quite well.
John is on the road. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys this morning?
Good, good. Yeah, better than the Hamels.
Anybody could be at this point. But what I was calling about was when you guys were talking about the Cachaga, which is related to the rum. So rum, where rum is made from molasses,
okay.
Cachaga is made from cane juice. So it's similar to rum, but it has like a florally kind of grassy taste. By itself, it's not really the greatest, but when you do it in that drink,
and the caipirinha,
really good.
With the limes and the sugar. Thank you. Thanks. Great information, John. So there you go, David.
Oh, yeah, I was dying
now
for that.
Now you have it.
Thanks a lot.
Well,
what else was I doing?
What do you think you're going to be doing tomorrow if you didn't have that recipe?
Having another drink. of another.
But in all seriousness, if we could, you're probably, I'm guessing you're going to the Bears game on Sunday, David.
Yes, right? I'm going to
but
cover the game.
But you're also part of the Bears, the Cubs Hall of Fame selection committee.
Exactly.
You don't have responsibilities?
I could go to the Cub Hall of Fame ceremony and be there in that capacity, but I'm choosing to do my job and go cover the Bears game and write for 670score.com and have a first-hand account of this for Monday morning.
So more into the big boy job than the part-time job.
They're both important. One does outweigh the other. I have no qualms in pointing out the oddity of having a Cubs Hall of Fame moment on the day of the Bears opener.
That just seems like weird planning, right?
I think it was probably
same weekend last year, I was told.
It was.
But the Bears didn't open at home, right?
They did not.
So that's, I guess, okay. But I just, why would it's?
Where did they open last year? They lost the game. I know they lost the first four.
I'd have to look it up. We should remember that. I don't
know. The Yankees being in town might contributed to the fact they wanted to take advantage of what they figured was a very good Cub crowd at Wrigley Field. Because good crowds in September are difficult to count on, even for a place like Wrigley where it typically draws well. But I went to the Paul Skeens game on Tuesday night and expected it to be a bigger crowd than was there.
Well, how about last night? Pretty empty last night.
Pretty empty, but Paul Skeens wasn't
pitching. So if you sat on tickets last night, shame on you. How do you not go to a Shota game?
Well, I honestly don't think it's about a Shota game. I think maybe the two losses impacted the number of people that showed up.
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it. And with due respect to Shota, who was part of history last night and a no-hitter, Dustin, you're going to continue to disparage Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens would be a bigger attraction right now than Shota Imanaga. If I'm picking one start to see of this past series, it would be Paul Skeens on the mound.
Not in Japan.
And not for Cub fans. I mean, I'm just saying, if you had, based on schools back in session, you got three home games at night against the Pirates.
If you're picking one to show.
I would go to Shota.
Junior, let's go to the game.
I'd go to Shota.
Come on, son. Let's go watch the game. Come on, daughter. Let's go watch the game. I'm going to the Paul Skeens start because of what you're capable, what you're potentially watching.
Okay, just to play.
But I am a Cub fan
again,
but I still am a baseball fan too.
How good is Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge is phenomenal, Hall of Fame bound, on a record pace, all the things. Yes, MVP,
a top three player in the game,
top one.
Okay,
this year.
Okay, you're more than entitled.
One.
How about Juan Soto?
Number three.
Okay, so one and three are in town, and you're going to go to a Bears game.
Two
yes.
And three in town.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am.
And don't you vote for the NFL or the Baseball Hall of Fame as well?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Why are you?
I thought we decided Ohtani was the best player in baseball.
Okay, don't get off track.
Well, you just said you can't possibly do both, and I just think you can.
I don't think that I can responsibly do both. In my case, you're picking on me, but I think I'm talking in a general term. You're talking specifically just to pick on me.
Are you going to any of the Cubs games this weekend?
I possibly am going to Friday. That's tomorrow.
So no Kai Pirania.
Is that silly drink you keep pushing on me?
You're going home to watch a game in Brazil.
Well, the Cubs play in the afternoon.
Well, how
correct?
About this? How about should we try to make one tomorrow? Like at the
on
end
the
of the
air?
Show?
I mean, the problem with that is...
What's that fun place that's not too far away from here? There's like a Brazilian restaurant.
I don't know. You want to make a drink on the air and drink
Fulton
it?
Market,
I'm
right?
in. You want me to drink something at 9:45?
It's fun.
You mean a Brazilian steakhouse?
Well, not like one of those like where you put the card and the red and the green. No.
The red chip or the
green chip, you know, keep it coming or I'm taking a break for a second to adjust my belt.
Yeah.
No, it's like a fun place. Is it Carnival?
Yeah, Carnival. Right.
But that's not an all-you-can-eat steak place.
No. You're thinking of the other one, Fogo de Chão.
Fogo de Chão is the Brazilian steak.
That's all you can eat, yeah.
That's all you can eat.
Yep.
I still can't get over the fact that you're suggesting that I skip the Bears game to go watch Cub game number 140, whatever.
Well, you have different responsibilities than the rest of us, so that you're kind of torn, is what I'm saying.
I'm a little torn.
But if two of the best baseball players going today are in town, I think you owe it to go to a game. Right?
I can scratch that itch on Friday.
Okay.
And then I can be good for the weekend. And I'll watch the rest. Now, I might watch the Cub game in the Soldier Field press box.
Ah.
Possibly.
We have a texter checking in. Please talk Caleb Williams. He's worried he's losing Mr. David DePaul Skeens.
Two of the greatest right-handed arms in pro sports. Two of the greatest young right-handed arms in professional sports. Both in town this week. Listen, Paul Skeens, I misspoke the other morning when it came in and I said, seeing is believing, hearing is believing. The way that his 100-mile-per-hour fastball pops the glove, different. Thank you, Texter, for pointing that out. 312, David, I will be at the game loving baseball. $10 says the Bears lose like always. That's just cynicism speaking. Wow.
Mean.
I'll bet you $10.
You're not supposed to bet $10 with people.
Especially listeners.
Why don't you bet him a drink? Maybe a caipirinha.
If you're covering the game, are you technically allowed to make a pick?
I don't know that you've noticed, Dustin, but
we've been making picks since
sports talk radio hosts actually talk sports gambling. Right. Even times we endorse and they're spokesmen for sports
gambling. I've just seen it where
I'm not at the Tribune any longer.
On air people, when they're covering the game, they step away from that particular game.
Tonight, you'll be able to hear the NFL season opener on The Score. The Ravens take on the Chiefs in an AFC title game rematch, and coverage begins at 6:30, kickoff at 7:20, right here on The Score and the Odyssey app.
You mean if you cover the game, you can't bet on the game?
Yeah, I even make a pick. I've just seen guys when they're doing like pick segments on TV, like pregame shows. So if they're actually like doing the announcing of the game, or covering the game per se, like writing or whatever in it, they take a step back on that one.
Yeah, I've never done that.
I found that interesting, like that people do that. I was shocked by that.
I think that's kind of a dated concept, but some people like to
cling to the past,
cling to convention. That's okay. I'm not criticizing that. No, I'm picking the Bears. We'll go through our predictions tomorrow, and I'm going to cover the Bears game, and I'll watch the Cubs on my phone or my computer.
We have a texter checking in who says that Wrigley Field is one of four stadiums that Judge has not homered in. Is that accurate? He's never hit a homer there? I don't remember him hitting a homer
there. I don't think he's played there.
I wonder if the Yankees play there enough.
I'm not sure that he's played there. We'll have to check baseballreference.com and the splits. Anthony Rizzo will be here. Now, that's why I think Friday, in terms of pomp and circumstance and ceremony and the video stuff, Friday threatens to be a more memorable day than Sunday, even though Kerry Wood and Aramis Mears go into the Cubs Hall of Fame on Sunday. Because Riz being back.
Big deal.
Can't beat the Riz.
They'll have a video tribute.
I would hope so.
Fair to say.
And it's going to be bigger than Javi's, more meaningful than Bryant's. Did Schwarbs get one? Boy, is he hot.
Wasn't that Javi's last game, or didn't he play his last game? Did he play a game?
He played one more in that series. He took the next day off, yes. But then he actually got a hit in I think it was the third game.
Now he's had hip surgery, so he's out for the season. Will he ever see Javi in a Tiger uniform again? Don't know.
All right. Dan and Lawrence are next, and we're going to chat with them, find out what their favorite Brazilian drink is.
Can't wait.
Just to annoy Mr. David further. Mully and Hahn, The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.